may be seated. And if you would turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, my subject this morning, the glory of the cross. The glory of the cross. When Jesus told his disciples that they must take up their cross and follow him, they could not understand what he meant. But he was trying to awaken in them what it would mean when they saw him carry his cross up Golgotha's hill to Calvary. It would bring persecution. It would bring separation. It would bring ridicule. It would bring humiliation, sacrifice, and submission. And ultimately, it would bring death. But the cross also carries with it some wonderful things, salvation, deliverance. Think about it. The baptism in the Holy Ghost came to us from the cross. Amen. It brings victory. The cross brings healing. The cross brings the more abundant life that we've heard about, God living himself out through a person, a couple, Bud and Joan Tedder today. The victories of the cross. It's when we come to the end of ourselves and we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ that the victories in life really began. Amen? And that brings me to my text, Luke 9:23. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Those old songs, they just spin around down in me. And many of them talk about the surrender of a person's life and living the crucified life so we can live that life of victory. This morning, I want to talk about the glory of the cross. Father, we praise you. We thank you for the cross. It is the power of God unto salvation. It's at the cross that we see light, that we see hope. It's at the cross, Lord, where you took our sin, Lord, so you could impart to us the gift of righteousness and we could come into relationship with God the Father. Lord, we praise you for your church. We thank you for an impartation of the Spirit. Give us revelational knowledge. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. See, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, he ever leads to the cross. It was so with Jesus, and Jesus offered himself to God through the eternal Spirit. The Spirit taught him. The Spirit empowered him. And the Spirit enabled Jesus to offer himself to God. Hallelujah. And so it was with his disciples. When Christ had borne his cross, he received from the Father, after he was raised from the dead and ascended back to heaven, the gift of the Holy Ghost so he could send that gift to his church. Hallelujah. And when the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost led them to preach Jesus as the crucified Christ. This was evident in their preaching because the cross and the Spirit, they are inseparable. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. He said, the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Paul said, if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, that we should also be reckoned ourselves dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God forevermore. I tell you, the crucified life is a powerful life. The Bible says, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him. Why, Paul? That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, but he that is dead is free from sin. So the Holy Ghost, he ever leads us to the cross. I love this. It says, being made free from sin, we become servants of God. We have our fruit unto holiness. And I love this part, the end, everlasting life. That's what the cross is all about. Every victory that you will ever win, it comes to you from the cross. Hallelujah. Your salvation, it had to come from the cross. Your healing comes from the work of the cross. Your deliverance comes from the work of the cross. And if you will quit trying to work out your salvation through good works and know that for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Once you come to the end of yourself and you let Jesus Christ live his life out through you, that's when you move into victory. That's when you will understand the power of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And the cross, the Holy Ghost, he ever leads us to the cross. Paul said, you are also dead to the law by the body of Christ, that we should serve God in the newness of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. There is a law working in you. It's called the law of the Spirit of life. That I saw that one time when I was sick. I said, praise God, life is working in me. Omnipotence, God's life. That's a healing scripture. Just realize there's a law called the law of the Spirit of life. And out of that law flows the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Somebody go on and praise him. Glory to God. See, at one time, Paul, he hated the cross, but he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. And when he met him, the cross became glorious, became the most glorious thing in his life, which brings me to my 4 points today. The cross is glorious in its revelation. The cross is glorious in its power. The cross is glorious in its fellowship. And the cross is glorious in its promise. Let's go through these one by one. Number one, the cross is glorious in its revelation. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:3. Paul said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. See, the cross is glorious in its revelation because it reveals the depth of man's sin. And it reveals the price that was paid for that sin. See, originally there was no sin. Then Adam and Eve, they fell into sin. Think about it. Sin grew deeper and deeper. It's been said that sin will take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. But the cross, it alleviates human suffering. See, sin grew deep and deep in the hearts of men until God, ultimately, he destroyed the world with water. But that did not wash away the sins of humanity. It took the cross. It took the blood of Jesus. It took Calvary. When sin reached its climax, as cruel men, they nailed the Son of God to the cross. Why did Jesus die? It was because of our sin. Look around you today. Look at the sin of mankind. Every commandment of God is being broken. There are thousands of murders every year, yet God says, thou shalt not kill. People rob, they steal every hour of the day, yet God says, thou shalt not steal. Marriages are broken, homes are wrecked, divorce is the order of the day, yet God says, marriage is holy. It's a holy estate. See, juvenile delinquency, parental delinquency, they fill this land. Crime is rampant. We have domestic sin. I just started listening. Public sin, private sin, state sin, national sin, international sin. And look at that swamp in Washington, D.C. Look at the lies that come out of that place. Look at the crooked deals. Look at people. What do they want? They want power. They want control. They want wealth. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Sin will carry you down. It'll carry a nation down. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The church needs to start praying for this nation. Oh, God has put a man up there that's trying to take us back to our Judeo-Christian values. He's not a perfect man, but he's God's man. He's a modern-day Cyrus. Hallelujah. And the news media can't stand him. The people in the swamp can't stand him. Because he's there to break that thing up. He's there to bring some change. Hallelujah. We need change. We need some men and women in the church that will stand up and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We need some Bud and Joan Tedders. Hallelujah. Modern day people that will stand up. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. See, as we watch Jesus, though, you know, he is dying. And we can never fully understand the depth of sin until we come to the cross. Jesus is dying. Why is he dying? Paul gives us the answer. Christ died for our sin. If you would look up 2 Corinthians 5:21, please. It's not in your outline there. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Why is Jesus dying? Do you understand why Jesus is dying? He is dying for sin. Not his own sin, but our sin. The sins of others. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he who knew no sin was made sin with our sin, so we could be made the righteousness of God in him. I think about Jesus and how wonderful he is, how he took what I had, my sin, and gave me what I needed, his gift of righteousness. Gave us a right standing with God. Made it possible for us to talk to God. I mean, the omnipotent, magnificent God of the universe that he controls everything. And we can go to him in the name of Jesus because of the power of the blood and the cross. And we can talk to God. And God moves in on our situations. And God begins to change things. And God begins to order our steps. And God begins to order our stops. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves living a life of victory because God is in control. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll order your steps and he'll order your stops. And he'll say, this is the way my child walked therein. And he'll say, don't do that, but do this. Hallelujah. And all of it he's planned for our very own good. Hallelujah. It's when we see the cross and Jesus, the Son of God, dying there, that we realize the depth of our sin. Our sins nailed him to the cross. But when you realize that, that's when you begin to understand the depth of God's love. You understand the price that God was willing to pay to save us from our sin. See, the cross does not only reveal how deep man can go in sin, but it also reveals the depth of God's love. Paul said, I pray that you comprehend the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length, and to know the love of God that passeth knowledge. How can you know that? It's a spiritual impartation. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Do you have a need? God says, I am your father, your heavenly father, and I care for you with infinitely care. Reach up, reach out, and touch God with your faith and watch God manifest his glory in your life. The preaching of the cross is the power of God for every need that you have. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Where sin did abound, the Bible says grace is much more abound. Herein is the love of God revealed. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. See, God loves you. What a message. What a wonderful truth to be revealed to you. That God has purposed good things for you. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. See, the gospel, it is a gospel of love. And it has transforming power. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the things that are impossible with man, they're possible with God. Do you believe that? Do you accept the fact that God can perform the impossible in your marriage? Do you accept that? Do you believe that he can perform the impossible in your family? Do you believe he can do the impossible on that job for you? Hallelujah. That he can do the impossible in your life? That God can take that situation that you are facing is impossible with man, but all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to him that believes. That's the power of the blood. That's the power of the cross. That's what Jesus came to give us, life, and that more abundantly. Somebody go on and praise him. Hallelujah. I feel a shout coming on. I feel a dance coming on. I just think about his goodness and what he's done for me, and I want to shout out and praise him and thank him for everything. Hallelujah. The cross is glorious in his revelation, but you must believe that God yearns and God longs to do the impossible in your life. Not only is the cross glorious in revelation, secondly, the cross is glorious in its power. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. He didn't say it just tells about salvation. He said, no, the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Whatever deliverance you need, whatever need you may have, whatever brokenness there may be, no matter how your heart hurts, the cross shows the love of God. Hallelujah. That God wanted relationship with you. God wanted to know you and to walk with you. See, the cross has power to draw men unto God. Look at this. John 12:32, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. See, the draw of the Spirit. This church was formed in 1962. I was a junior in high school. I fought a war. I came home. And in my brokenness, I ended up at 704 Keenan Street. And it's right across the street from where this church started. Now, that's amazing. That's a powerful God that I had no intent of ever preaching. I ran from God as hard as I could. But in all of my brokenness and all of my confusion, God brought me into that house in my lowest state of my life. And the Holy Ghost began to draw me. And he began to draw me out of sin. And he began to touch my life. And I need to go to church. Who was it in that place that was praying? They started the church right across the street. God sent us a pastor. God sent us a pastor. God sent us a pastor. I can hear him praying. Oh, God, we need a pastor. And a bunch of 31 people working together to start a church. And down through the years, it goes and goes until finally the pastors came and they stayed. Brother Johnson stayed 8 years. The others had about two or less years. But I've been here 22. Isn't that amazing? That God would work like that. I mean, that is a God in heaven that knows the very thoughts and intents of your heart, knows the numbers of hairs that are on your head, and God knows you're lying down, God knows you're rising up, and God infinitely cares for you. Somebody go on and praise him. That's the power, hallelujah, of the cross. It's glorious in its power. God has drawn men from the field of art, and some of the greatest artists have used Jesus as their theme. He has drawn men from the field of music, and some of the most beautiful music ever written has been written about Jesus. He has drawn men from the field of literature. Some of the greatest poets, they have written and expounded about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has drawn men of every type, the rich, the poor, the high, the low, the black, the white, the red, the yellow. We used to sing a little song, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. He draws all men. And he does that to draw them out of sin. Look at the woman at Jacob's well. She'd been married 5 times and now she's living in sin outside of wedlock. And Jesus goes to the well there, Jacob's well, and he said, give me the drink. She said, you being a Jew, you are asking me, a Samaritan, to give you a drink of water? And while he's there, he tells us, I've got some living water. She said, sir, give me to drink. She took one drink of that living water. She went running through the city. What was her message? Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man that told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Hallelujah. She was drawn to him and transformed by the message of the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll transform anybody. Look at Paul. He's on the Damascus Road. He's got papers under his arm. He's out killing Christians. But later we see him preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with power, with anointing, with revelation and understanding of the Spirit. What was it that made the difference in this man's life? It was the power of the cross. See, the cross is glorious in its power because the cross, it has redemptive life. Hallelujah. God said, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. double dip. God said, it don't matter how far down you've gone. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how great your sin or how small your sin. The blood of Jesus washes away all sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing, 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 nothing but the blood. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been to Calvary for that redemptive work that comes only through the Spirit of the living God and the power of the blood? Hallelujah. The cross is glorious in its power. The cross has transforming power. I don't know how low you've been, but I had post-traumatic syndrome before they ever identified it. I had it for 17 years. I didn't know what I had. I just knew that I didn't like myself. I was trying to fit in, but I just couldn't. I had dreams about Vietnam. For 17 years, I dreamed about it. It affected my personality. It affected everything about me. I had a button, and I didn't want you to find it, because if you found that button, I would explode. And I knew if I did that, that type of behavior wasn't acceptable here. I was like a time bomb. But when I moved to 704 Keenan Street, the Holy Ghost started drawing me. I got up one Sunday, I said, I'm going to church. I went to church. I said, they don't have any Holy Ghost power there. I'm going to that church. I'll be all right. I just want to hear something about Jesus. And I went to that church, and this layman got up, and he had the goods. And I felt God just cutting away at my heart. And then the preacher got up, and he was telling about all the good works the preachers were doing and how the sacrifice they made. And I said, oh, I studied all that stuff in college. Didn't touch me at all. But I got touched by that man. I went back. I said, I'm going to hear that man again. And I found out he was a Gideon, and he was out telling people the story of Jesus. Hallelujah. And about the Word of God. And I was so disappointed. But the following Saturday night, I walked into my apartment, and I started praying about 7 o'clock. And I prayed till 3 a.m. in the morning. I did not know what was happening. I was under the stroke of the cross. That old man was being put to death. And God spoke to me that morning at 3 a.m. He said, when the morning comes, get up and go home to that Holy Ghost-filled church you were raised up in. I drove 60 miles. Went past a lot of good churches. But when I walked in that church, the Spirit of God came over me. And when I went to that altar that morning, when I got up, I wasn't a bit more born again than the man in the moon. And my mother said, son, do you have a testimony for Jesus? I said, yes, I do. I told God I was sorry for the way I lived my life, that I knew better. And I asked Jesus to come into my heart and wash away my sin. And I believe he has, and I'm saved. And when I said that, the power of God hit me. Never had another dream about Vietnam. That was in September 26, 1980. I tell you, the cross has power. That has redemptive power. The cross is full of glory. The cross has your answer. Glory to God. The cross has transforming power. There is not a broken heart that Jesus cannot heal. There is no addiction that he cannot break. There is no sin that he cannot forgive. There is no life that he cannot transform. There is no mountain that you're facing that you and he together cannot move through the power of the blood and the cross. The gospel can turn a man from booze to the Bible. It can turn you from heartaches to hallelujahs. That's my testimony. Glory to the Lamb who loved us and washed us and cleansed us from our sin in his own precious blood. Hallelujah. The cross is glorious in its power. And the Holy Ghost, he ever leads to the cross. Not only is the cross glorious in its revelation, not only is it glorious in its power. I like this. The cross is glorious, glorious, glorious in its fellowship. You know, I thought about so many Christians. That many Christians, they place their hope and their salvation in the redemption of the cross, yet they understand so little about the fellowship of the cross. They understand some of what the cross has purchased for them. They understand the forgiveness of sins. They know they've been saved. But they live so much of their life without fellowship of the Lord himself. There's so many Christians who have been saved for years, Yet they have never read their Bible all the way through. My daddy asked me one day, he said, have you read your Bible through yet, son? I said, no, I had a religious spirit. I said, no, I just read where the Holy Ghost leads me. Yeah. He said, son, if someone wrote you a love letter, would you read it all the way through? I said, I get what you're talking about, daddy. And I made a point to read my Bible all the way through. Every Christian should make a point to read their Bible through every year. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So many people in the church, they're caught up in the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and they fail to commune with God in the secret chambers. There are Christians who never reach their full potential. They don't fellowship with God on a daily basis. They're good people, but they do not know the Master intimately. That is going to come a time in your life, and you're going to have a tremendous need, and you need to know the God of the Bible, not just about salvation, but about His plan for your life, what He has provided for you, so that by faith you can tap in to what God has purposed for your life. See, the cross is glorious in its fellowship. Look at Bud Tedder, 90 years of age. See, he knows the reality of fellowship. I've watched the man for 22 years. He reads his Bible through. He comes to church. Clockwork. You could set your clock by him when it comes to church. And he's 90 years young now, but he was here before I got here. And he's still going strong. He hunts. He fishes. He plays golf. He likes to repair things in the backyard. God has given him all of that energy, all of that time. And Sister Jones just said, I had to get him down off the roof. Amen. But I thought about that seed time harvest that he said, I never have taken the Lord's day and fished, nor hunted, nor played golf. He said, and God has given me strength, and God has made it up to me. What a way to live your life. Glory to God. Knowing that the fellowship with God, hallelujah, that it brings you into the fullness that God has purposed for your life. Look at Luke 9:23 again, my text. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. What was the lesson that Jesus wanted his disciples to learn when he made that statement? He wanted them to understand one thing, that the Christ who would come to dwell in their hearts, it was the crucified Christ. You've got to know that. That's the lesson. See, the cross is glorious in its fellowship. Look at Philippians 2:5. The Apostle Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. I love that. What did Jesus mean? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Some people think, well, my cross is sickness. Other people think, well, the problems I have to bear, this is the cross I must bear. Some say, my suffering is my cross. No, religion teaches that. Tradition teaches that. But the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ bore our sins at Calvary, and by His stripes we are healed. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, but He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes, hallelujah, we're healed. You see, God is a good God. I just like to say it like this. If you want to see what God is like, watch Jesus as He walks through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, the works I do, they're not my works, they're the works of the Father. Glory to God. He said, I come to do thy will, O God. And He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. God is a good God. God loves you. God cares for you. God, if He had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. Hallelujah. Go on, praise the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Harashima randaya, roshaya, What does that mean? I don't know. Praise God, the Holy Ghost just moves on me. Sometimes I get to preaching so fast, I can't speak in English. But I'll tell you what, I can get alone and talk to Him. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, He speaketh mysteries. And the Holy Ghost, He begins to pray the perfect will of God. You need to be full of God. You need to be full of Jesus. You need to be full of everything, the Word, so you can get your victors. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Listen to Jesus. He's in the garden. He's praying. And three times He prays, Father, if it be possible, let this cup of death pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And having said that, He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And when He told His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. He was saying that we must follow Him to the place of complete, absolute, total surrender to the Father's will. A modern day Caleb. Caleb, completely, totally, wholly, follow the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you see someone like that, get around them. Talk to them. Draw from them. Let their life influence you. And I'm so glad that we have a role model. 90 years old, Brother Bud and his bride, Sister Joan, and she still loves him, still cooks. I'll never forget. I don't know who the person was. They said, when you gone, I'm going to get him. She's sticking around. I don't think anybody else is going to get him. Hallelujah. Look at her. He belongs to her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've watched them fight sickness and things that have tried to come against them. And I've watched God heal them and pour the power of His love and His healing into them over and over again because of their fellowship with the cross and with Jesus Christ. Jesus saying, I want you to follow me to the place of complete surrender. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to die to your own ambitions? Are you willing to die to the flesh? Are you willing to die to this world and its evil? Are you willing to give up those habits that you know are unpleasing to God? If not, you've not been crucified yet. Got to keep working. Are you willing to deny yourself? Take up your cross daily, the cross of obedience. Are you willing to follow Jesus? See, what I'm preaching to you this morning, it is the key to victorious living. It is the key to the more abundant life. Are you able to sing songs such as, where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And I'll follow, follow all the way. See, those old songs, they're just down inside of me, but they carry the message of total surrender. Can you sing this song with joy? Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave His all? I walked one day along a country road, and there a stranger journeyed to. Bent low beneath the burden of His load, it was the cross. The cross I knew. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all? Friends, fellowship, it is the key to living a life of victory. We must live and constantly abide in the fellowship of the cross, in the fellowship with Jesus Christ, the crucified, risen, resurrected Lord of glory. Our life on earth must be lived every day in unbroken, holy fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, who is in heaven. You know, I feel that far too many of us, we find forgiveness and salvation, but we never enjoy the more abundant life. We never enjoy holy fellowship and the fullness of fellowship that's available with God through Jesus. I don't know if you've ever seen this or not, but Jesus is known as the crucified one here on earth. But above all, he is also known as the crucified one in heaven. Look at this, Revelation 5 and 6. John the Beloved in the Spirit. He said, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. See, it's as the crucified one that Jesus is the object of God's eternal good pleasure. That song says, I cried, Lord Jesus, and he spoke my name. I saw his hands all bruised and torn. I stooped to kiss away the shame of pain, the shame for me that he had borne. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I've heard that thing over and over in my spirit so many times since I gave my heart to Jesus. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all? I don't know. I think God just wanted to talk to me out of a song, and he put me in a family with singers like you, Brother Ray and Sister Julie, and your family, and those songs just became a part of my life even before I was saved. I can remember in combat, in dark hours. You can have a song in your heart in the night when it's aching, almost breaking. Anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you can have a song in your heart at night. Do not let your worries drive your song away. Though tomorrow brings such sorrow, just remember after every night time comes the day. Do not let your worries drive your song away. You can have a song in your heart in the night. After every trial, after every mile, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But I'm here to tell you, you can have a song deep down in your heart in the darkest moment. Hallelujah. Because God will shine the light of his word and the light of his glory if you fellowship with him. There power in fellowship. Hallelujah. The cross is finally, it is glorious in its promises. Salvation, healing, prosperity. Think about it. Your family, the mercy of God, the love of God. All of this, the more abundant life, and heaven too. I love to do it like this. We go into a land that is fairer than day. Every step shall be a thrill. Every meal shall be a banquet. The angels are the caretakers. The city director is called the Lamb's Book of Life. There are walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of pure transparent gold. And we shall see Jesus, for we shall be like him. And we shall be known even as we are known. What a grand reunion that will be as we meet our loved ones in heaven. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears, no more death. And forever and ever, we shall be with the Lord. See, the cross is glorious in its promises. Let us stand. I want to ask you, have you made Jesus the Lord of your life? If you're watching by Facebook, live stream, Willie Radio, we probably left the radio by now. But pray this prayer. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. And I come to you, not on the basis of my works. I come to you on the basis of the cross. If you would come, Brother Ray, if you got that CD here, or he can play it for you. When I was on the cross, he was on my mind. Hallelujah. He can play that for you. Glory to God. I want you to think about that cross. Hallelujah. And if you were the only person that needed salvation, if you were the only one, when he was on the cross, you on his mind. Think about the millions of babies that are born, one by one by one by one by one. And that's the way every soul is born. You must be born again. Hallelujah.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. I'm just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. Oh, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face.
You know Jesus.
Crown of thorns.
Are there things in your life that you've not allowed the Lord to crucify?
His scarlet robe. And he stained
the cross is power in its revelation. Powerful. Cross is powerful in its power. It's glorious in its fellowship. Glorious in its promises. You don't have to be a slave to anything. You can be free. The power of the blood. The power of the cross. Hallelujah. Glory. The preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. To deliverance, to break those old nasty habits off of your life. Bring it forth more than a conqueror. Hey, Lord, I need a miracle. You know my need, God. You know my lying down, my rising up. I come to you, Lord, in total surrender. I give you everything, God, that I am or will ever be.
So onward.
I give myself without reservation, Lord.
Of such mercy.
Thank you so much, Jesus.
Yet when he was on.